Let's continue the business conversation with our good friend Stephen Boucher. He is the host of Let's Talk Money, which has a new time, by the way. You've known him for years at noon on Saturday, but now he's at 10 on Saturday mornings, and you can catch him Sunday at 8 as well right here on WGY. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Doug.
We're going to talk about one of your favorite places in all the world at the end of this, but before we do, let's start with the fact that we found out yesterday the Department of Justice is suing Google for monopoly purposes. This right after we found out that Google was going to lay off thousands of people. Is this going to be a bad year for tech all around?
You know, it's always a bad year for these big tech companies like Google, Amazon, Apple, Meta, because the government feels that they're just too big and they continue to file lawsuits against them. Another one was filed in 2020 for Google. And basically, they just feel that they're too dominant in the world, especially for Google in the world of digital advertising, and that they kind of sway the market. And they don't like that. The government doesn't like that. We'll see where this goes. It's not the first time that big tech companies have been filed suits by the government. But, you know, these companies, I think, will always be up against it.
Speaking of big companies, Walmart making news because they announced that they are increasing their minimum wage payments, which means that over 20% of their workers are going to get a pay increase. They said it's due out of a fear of a tightening labor market. Is this going to be a trend in 2023? Are people doing what they can to keep who they got? And is this the way to go?
I think the trend's been set. I think this has been going on. We're almost 3 years into COVID, and companies realized in order to get workers, they had to change their salaries, their benefits, their flexibility. And when you think about the minimum wage, federal minimum wage at $7.25 an hour, 20 states don't even have a minimum wage. For companies like Walmart to go from $12 to $14 an hour, you look at other companies, Target's at $15 an hour, Costco's more like $17 an hour, Amazon, $19 an hour. I think the old days of, you know, $10 an hour is gone. I don't think companies will ever be able to lower these wages, and I think these wages are here to stay. That's not a bad thing, Doug. People need to put food on the table, pay rents. If the companies make a little less profit because their employees are being taken care of, I'm all good with it.
I know you're all good with the story that appeared in Slate yesterday, because it doesn't get enough love, and we've talked about it many times, but the hot dog places in our area are something to be cherished, celebrated, and enjoyed. So this guy at Slate moved here recently and has been blown away with the mini chili dogs that he can get here. And he finally wrote a column about it, and now it's gone national. And the first place he went to that he fell in love with, you guessed it, Famous.
Yeah, you know, he moved into our great historic downtown Troy, and his girlfriend took him there. I mean, he got four mini wieners, an RC Cola. When was the last time you saw that? For $5.75. Where can you eat like that? And Famous Lunch is just one of many of these hot dog places, and it's famous. But the old name used to be Quick Lunch. 1958, a U.S. Marine from Troy that was in Moscow missed the dogs, had them shipped over, and that's what made it Famous Lunch. And it's amazing. I go there, as you know, for breakfast often. The quality of the food is great, and he's got a homemade rice pudding to die for.
And I love the way the guy writes about the zippy sauce at Famous, you know, the basically the chili, but he says, quote, "It's delightfully greasy, a little spicy, and it's distinct from any other hot dog I had ever eaten, even in the mini half-bite form that I had to take."
And you may need to get a manicure after, because it's known to stain your fingernails.
And a few shirts, too. But, oh man, isn't it great to see the local places getting some love?
Oh, I love it. You know, these guys work hard. I mean, Scotty, his dad started this. Scotty actually went to RPI as an engineer, and we always joke he came back to help his dad. He needed to, and kind of perfected how many hot dogs they can get out with his engineer degree, and his daughter's following in his footsteps. I love to see these hardworking families do well.
Those dogs are engineered to put a smile on your face, and they never disappoint, that's for sure. Steve, we'll be listening in this weekend as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Doug. Stay healthy, be well.
Thank you, Stephen Boucher, the host of Let's Talk Money. Again, new time, don't forget, Saturday at 10, not at noon, Saturday at 10 and Sunday at 8 right here on WGY. Hey, when we come back, Governor Hochul had something rather interesting, and by interesting, not so smart to say about healthcare workers. We're going to play that for you and explain the problem with it after Mike Patrick gets us caught up on everything going on in the world straight ahead at 7 o'clock.